I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. And your girl Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe even a sprinkle of sass along the way. Ever find yourself caught in a mental spiral? You know that feeling when those negative thoughts just keep popping up, like unwanted guests at a party you didn't invite them to. Well, today, we're tackling that head on, learning how to let go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions so we can reclaim our inner peace and power. Because trust me, babe, your mind is your most powerful tool and it deserves to be used for good. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is another just think positive kind of pep talk, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about shoving down your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those tough emotions, understanding them, and then choosing how we respond to them. Like a wise old tree weathering a storm, we can stand strong and flexible, not letting the wind knock us over. So here are five powerful takeaways from Stoicism that can help you let go of those negative thoughts. 1. Accept what you can't control. We spend so much energy trying to control things outside of our power traffic, other people's actions, even the weather. But honey, sometimes the best thing we can do is breathe and accept what is. Focus your energy on what you can control, your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. 2. Practice mindfulness. This ain't some hippy-dippy new age mumbo-jumbo, though it does sound pretty zen, right? Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, your surroundings. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them without judgment and redirect your focus back to the present. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever heard the saying, thoughts become things? Well, it's true. The way we think shapes our reality. So when you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, try reframing those thoughts. Instead of thinking this is a disaster, try saying this is a challenge I can overcome. You'd be surprised how much power a simple shift in perspective can have. 4. Focus on gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can make a world of difference. Think about your blessings, your health, your loved ones, even a hot cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's be honest, we're all human. We make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes those negative thoughts just feel overwhelming. The key is to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just as we would treat a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing your best and that's enough. Think about the last time you got stuck in a traffic jam. How did you feel? Probably frustrated, right? Maybe even a little angry. But what if you viewed that time as an opportunity to listen to a podcast, call a friend, or simply enjoy some peace and quiet? By changing your perspective, you can transform a negative experience into a positive one. The Stoics believed in using adversity as fuel for growth. So next time those negative thoughts come knocking, don't let them win. Take a deep breath, remember these key takeaways, and choose to respond with grace, strength, and a whole lot of resilience. You got this. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. You are worthy of love and happiness. And you have the power to choose your thoughts, your emotions, and ultimately, your reality. So go out there and shine, my beautiful people. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave us a review and join our conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that power, presence, and perspective. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.